Cause I've got something left and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.
O nna o balabala
ke a bala go ne yanong a kere
o nna o balabala.
Apologies. Good evening everybody. Welcome to the Greater Than Fitness podcast, the podcast that demystifies and makes accessible by using non-linear long words to explain fitness to you. That's what I'm trying to say, is we're trying to make the idea of fitness and wellness and movement easy and understandable for you, wherever you are, whoever you are. And today, we are talking about supplements once again. We're talking
that,
about.
We could actually use that as the intro that you were speaking to.
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
if it came out right in the recording, we just might run with it.
Run with it. No, I'm gonna say it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to remix it and
makes just, our life. No. You just leave it as is.
Hey. You liked it as it is.
No, remix.
You must be trying and challenging yourself all the time. That's why we're talking about it, Greater Than Fitness. But anyway, tonight we're talking about fact versus fiction.
Okay.
In the quest for bums for radio, we'll say bums. I guess that's more there. Bums.
Booty.
Booties. abdominals, flat stomachs, and biceps. And I'll tell you why. As you know, there's a product called Greater Nutrition, and it's a supplement brand primarily to help people be more active and perform better during their activities.
Okay.
But you know why people come? The most messages I get are, I want to gain weight, I want to lose weight, I want a bigger bum, I want a flat tummy. So can supplements do that for you? Let's ask the audience. Can supplements help you
get a flat tummy and
a big get bum,
you a booty,
or lose weight, gain weight, or bigger biceps, things like that? Can supplements help you do that? I put it out there. We'll be talking as we go.
There was a product I think during COVID that you know, people believed it was the, you know, magic pill. They had quite a number of influencers, you know, getting out there and, you know, putting the word out.
Mm.
But I know this thing is the truth, you know?
Hey. And is this a brand?
Yes.
Oh, it's a brand. You're not talking about, kind of heard about a certain substance. That's a different thing.
It was a brand that, you know, had, I believe, an array of products under it.
Aha, right? Aha,
so they'll say, Hore, yeah, no, this shake will help you with XYZ.
Mm.
If you take this one, you know, it'll, But for the most part, I think what they didn't quite maybe clearly communicate, we have this great product. If it were great, right? You have this amazing product. For it to work for you, this is what you need to complement it with.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the work,
uh-huh,
and allow for this product to go to work as well.
That's the secret.
Then this amazing product, then you will get you a flat tummy.
Yeah.
You will get you bigger biceps.
Uh-huh.
You will lose weight. You will gain weight.
You will feel good about yourself.
Yeah, no. But when I have bona the influencer, when we decided to do more celebration, saying that by later or by go to Sony, in their minds, because the communication is not clear. But they were doing like, "Ah, what will be? Sasi dirileng ki kono ako mo abahoroga."
That's exactly the thing. And you know, you reminded me of one of the great conversations that I had, which was somebody said, can you send me pictures that will show me the results of this product? And I said, no.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I'm a before and after.
Hey, you can't. This is not the result of the product. This is the result of the individual's effort.
Yeah.
Right? The work that they're doing. So I'll always ask. I'll say, listen, you want to see this particular goal. What activity are you doing to achieve it?
Yes.
And most times the answer is none.
So no o ele ditse gore re utwe le mo go bone ba re itse gore can these products get you those things?
Mm.
A bigger bum, that's your thing. What else?
A flat tummy. A thin waist.
Yes.
Right?
Gain or lose weight.
Big biceps. Yes. Gain or lose weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
17103. Go ya ka kitso ya gago. A di product tse o tselang o di bona mo maranyaneng, tse o tselang o di bona mo di televisioneng. Tse o tselang gongwe o bona batho ba e leng gore o eletsa gore gongwe le wena o goroge ga e leng gore ba gorogile teng in terms of fitness. Can they help you get there? 17103, if you wish to call in live, our studio line is 3161-006, 3161-006. Gongwe ka re santse re emetse gone gore ba amogane le rona maitemogelo a bone. You know, ra tswalla le puisano ya rona re maphanyane.
Yes, no, I'm ready. The pulpit is ready. The reverend is ready to start.
Preach.
I want to talk. First of all, right?
O botsa bo itoko gore a o timile dipo.
Dipone. Oh, my gosh. Those, you see now the inside jokes are coming out. Or the outside jokes. Anyway, full on. Your goals are not achieved by any one single activity. They are achieved through a mindset, holistic change. Mindset change, activity change, behavior change. Your body is perfectly suited for the activity that you prepare it for. Alan Guta.
Yo.
Your body is perfectly set up for the activities that you prepared for. So if you set up your body to watch TV for 4 hours, it will be perfectly prepared for that activity. Exactly. Now, if you now want to make it change activities, it's going to be hard, but you will get there. Right? There's this rule, they say 20% genetics, 80% training. I don't know how true that is, but people say it. So, yes, you'll have skills inherent to you, but you can achieve a level of success through the effort that you do day to day. So if you have painful knees from running, you can train your knees so that you can run. This is a conversation that I had. If you get, if you battle with a certain activity, if you continue to work to fix yourself to do those things, you will get there. It's not going to happen overnight. And so if you look at a holistic change of your habits, that is when you will be able to achieve specific goals. However, of course, 20% of the time, people are just genetic, boom. They've got that thing. Don't compare yourself to those people. It's fine. That's their portion. When have you got another portion? I get it. We all got our slice of the pizza.
I like that. Hey. I like all that. Right.
So number two. Consult motho itseng.
Very, very important.
Sebele mo go rona bo re maphayane le Fresh Prince.
Yeah, nang ke tsamo teng.
No, ke ra hela. Rona re itse se re se itseng. We don't know it all.
Yes.
So I'm just going to say something. Come here. Somebody who knows it all is lying to you. Mankut is lying to you. So consult a healthcare professional. Consult a nutritionist. All these different people. But thing mo di clinic le di patele. They are there for you. You just need to make an appointment. 30 minutes, you'll have a conversation. They'll guide you.
You know, speaking of that, selo se seng kudisang botoko ke gone gore ditshwetso tse re tselang re di tsaya re le batho tebang le botsogo ja rona e ka nna botsogo ja tlhaloganyo, e ka nna botsogo in the physical form. Gore o tabo o le moagisanye le rre maphanyane a ba kgaogana le wena kitso e leng gore ga o itse kana ga wa thomamisa gore o e tsaya ko kae.
Exactly.
O bo o tsaya tshwetso gore kana rre maphanyane o e le moagisanye wa me o ke tsetseng le ene dingwaga tse di kana a re, and for that reason I will take that for gospel.
Mm. Exactly.
Then you compromise yourself.
Exactly.
We saw that in the wake of the pandemic, COVID-19. We saw that in the wake of HIV and AIDS. Gore o tla bona le ba baoki, o tla bona le batho ba leng gore they are trained professionals. Ba leng gore ba gore la ba re go ipapa kapa go hedisa kapa go tila gore o tshware mogare o. Ditselana tse eleng gore gongwe o ka di sala morago ke tseletseletseletse. These are professionals who have been trained to share, if not disseminate, information eo.
Exactly.
Mme o bo ya go kopana le batho ko le kopanang ko teng e ba gore a ba re mme kana over and above what you thought you knew, this and this and the other can also be transmission forms or avenues tamagar.
And the truth is, we'll say no, but the scientists said this and then they said this. People, at least the scientist is willing to say they were wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What is the thing? Show me a man without doubt and I'll show you a fool. With one bond, one good. So these people who can say and correct themselves, that's when we can trust their word. Anyway, so there are people who have this knowledge, they've trained on it. I can try to break it down the way Naki Taloganyan Kate. And I can only hope that I'm doing my best to be honest. That's it. But question what I'm saying. Go and look for yourself. Because this is my experience. Everybody's having their own experience in this world. So yeah. Talk to the professionals, Baba Yitse. And then here's the most important thing. When somebody says it's easy, when somebody says just this one thing is going to make all the difference to you, come, let me talk to you. That person is lying.
Come closer.
Put your ear against the radio.
Yeah.
That person is lying to you.
Yeah.
Simple answers are never truth. There's no magic bullet. There's no one thing. So, rapid weight loss, easy come, easy go. Easy go, easy come. Languta. So if you drop it like that, you put it back on just as easily.
Yeah.
If you put it on like that, you'll get it. It will come off just as easily. And so rapid weight gain, this is usually Majita, but there's some ladies who want to do that too. It's not sustainable. You're at a high calorie intake. Maybe the product that you're taking is making you retain water, which is not necessarily the most healthy thing. You may look bigger, but it's not maybe in the right places. You know, it's not exactly what you're looking for, and you can't keep it up. So if you're trying to gain weight, lift heavy. Build your structure.
Agrema to gila ra o mngare. Wana o tsama wi kantse na o rumola batho mo di club o mona. These muscles are for Instagram. Not about you.
Yeah.
Hey, no, tsama ya lo rumola batho mo di club o mona o itsepile. O itsepile gore DJ tsena ke tsa go lwantsha batho. Tsake tsa Instagram
tse. It's not the same.
You know what I mean?
It's not the same. So build, lift heavy. It will come slow. It will come hard. There will be effort, but it will be strong. It will be sturdy. It will last you a lifetime.
A personal friend once said to me, "Hore, they before they came to train with us, I at some establishment. So he speaks to a personal trainer. Hore, raka kona hore rekoroge ha mulebaki lele kai." Because this person, doesn't quite just, retire what they know to the one aspect. No. The time frame on Nelanyon shows me where there's very minimal integrity, very minimal truth to what you share with your clients. Because there is no how in this planet. Will be able to do that.
Adaptability, I guess.
So if you come to to be talk of for counsel and they feed you information, you are then able to sit down, analyze, critique, ask questions where you're not clear, then ditshwetso tse e leng gore o goroga ko go tsone di botoka thata go na le tse e leng gore o tla ko go boitshoko o tshepile gore ene ke ene le sedi ke ene tsela le boammaaruri so re mo ireng e leng gore information e leng gore o tla bo o e tsaya mo go maphanyane. You are then able to take it to go kope opinion ya ga boitshoko o bo kope opinion ya person C.
Yes.
Then you sit with this information o bo e nna gona e leng gore gongwe le wena o dira dipatisiso tsa gago o bo o tsaya ditshwetso tsa gago. But mo e leng gore wa ko motho ngwe mongwe hela ba gore la no dira yana le yana le yana le yana ke gorogile hana ke dirile yana le yana le yana and you try that and like you rightly point out often the time but ba leng gore they naturally are gifted in certain areas. They are who they are.
Yeah.
You have your own portion. You know what I mean? But how can a whole and you lose sleep over how this person is able to do XYZ and when you seem to be somewhat incapable?
Yeah.
Then you frustrate yourself. Kadilo tse leng gore ga dina go thusa ka maikaelelo a leng gore gongwe o ne le ditse gore o gore go gona.
I get it's the very same thing Serena Resibua. It's just a very common thing. Look at your plate, don't look at your neighbors.
Yeah.
So look at your plate and understand how you're going to work your way through what's on your plate and what's going to work for you. So, and which is good because we're getting on to the next thing.
Yes, right?
So we've talked about gaining weight and how you want to build muscle mass slowly, strong muscle mass. Now we can talk a little bit about losing weight. When people are talking about losing weight, now we're saying the same thing. Guess what? It's exactly the same thing. We're trying to build muscle mass because why? Muscle mass burns calories. But we don't want to be too focused on calories, but ultimately, you have to be active and you need to be at a slight calorie deficit. If you're going too much, it's not sustainable. It's going to hurt you. So slight calorie deficit, building muscle, right? And the thing is, people will always say, our sisters, you know, to generalize, will say things like, I don't want to look like a man. That's not going to happen. You know why? You're not a man, right? Unless that's your choice. That's anyway, let's not get there. But still, train your body, get muscular. Strength is not unattractive. And if you've got that deep muscular structure in there, the rest will take care of itself. So, and then eat nutritious food, whether you're gaining weight or losing weight. As long as you're eating nutritious food, you're going to be getting somewhere. But again, how you're doing it changes the type of training that you do and the types of nutrition that you take. Just so much. And guess what's not going to help you get there? Supplements. They're just not going to help you do that. Those things, they're called supplements.
Yeah.
Supplements. It's an English word that says on top of.
Hey.
So when you have that base, these things will help you get there maybe faster. Maybe.
But it's very important for you to then have foundation.
Foundation is the only thing.
Hey.
If you work on your foundation.
Yeah, na lot foundation ke supplement e go gona le mathatanyana.
Bona ga gona foundation ya supplement. Ga gona.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you that right now. There is no supplement that's going to do the work for you. It's just not there. Mm. So, yeah. Last thing, last but not least. Here are some very big dangers on this. The first one is this. Sometimes we get these supplements and we don't know where they come from.
Yeah.
You need to see that there's a label on them. You need to see there's a phone number, an email address, and an address where you can find these people that get this stuff to you. First and foremost. Number two, unregulated ingredients. I loved one question. Someone said, hey, are these things, have they got performance enhancing things or are they, is it doping? Nope, it's not doping. It's great. All these things are approved ingredients, right? So ask those questions for yourself. Remember, we have to be careful what we're putting in our own body.
That's it.
Secondly, exaggerated claims. So, there's something out there called pre-workout. It works really well for some people. It gets them ready to go to the gym. They go and they work out. There's a few things that work in pre-workout that is scientifically backed. caffeine, vitamins and minerals. There's additional stuff in there that dilates, that makes the makes the blood vessels at the skin open up. So those veins opening at the skin level, it makes your skin tingle. And you go, oh, this stuff is working.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for anything other than to make you feel like the stuff is working. Right? Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. And people will ask for this substance. So it's not scientifically backed in any way. So, you know, they'll exaggerate the claims of what it will do. So then they'll say it's a fat burner and it will only burn fat around the tummy. Let me tell you something. Come closer. The fat that you burn is everywhere. It's everywhere.
Not concentrated in one area.
It's not concentrated in one area. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Some people will store more for longer in some places, but that's about it. It's really difficult to burn specific places. And now the big stuff. Your liver has to process all the stuff you're putting in your body. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it does. Some of it is just there to feel good. How much can you take of it over your life? Now, you know, because it's not having the same effect.
Yeah.
You know, watch out. And then you change your medications and they work together and they cause problems in your body between the medication and this thing. They can also be affected, retention of water or excreting too much water, dehydration, all these different things. So we must be careful about these things. So all together, the most important thing is to find out why you want to make this change. Because if your why is weak, there's no supplement that's going to get you there.
Like at the height of COVID-19, there were claims. I don't know how founded these claims were.
You're trying to get social media after me, huh?
Yeah. Tsahore, but barboning hongwe ba miwa thata ke the variant ya Delta. Predominantly in a labor to banem ba kaselebe go samatlo. But banem ba le very active. In shape. And folks were arguing gore tiriso ya the enhancement supplements over time e heletse gongwe e ama ka ha mebele ya bone gongwe ileng ya emelana ka teng le the variant ya COVID-19.
Okay.
Because Harner Lebella, the variant in it before Delta. Dingakale Baitanape. Banabaha kola tata koritiling melebilalo nine so you didn't quite see. That's why for the most part in the elderly are more exposed. But when they are plus size, they're a bit more exposed. But how on nali the switch ya Delta. They succumb to that.
I don't know the answers around that, but the one thing that I'll pick up from what you said was perhaps over time the use of multivitamins and all these different things may have affected the body's defense system. And there is one more thing. Multivitamins are a controversial subject. So controversial, in fact, that most doctors just don't want to deal with it. They just say, yeah, take vitamin C, it's fine. But the truth of the matter is, not quite so black and white. But the one, what I'll say is, if you are always taking an easily accessible multivitamin into your body, the body will say, these vitamins that are deep inside this food,
So, not about to make the effort.
Let's not wait about to make the effort
to go fetch. Exactly.
So you know, next thing you say, you want to do. You are used to open pit mining. You don't want to go into the ground.
Yeah.
So like the beers, you want to make sure that the base of your nutrition is in your food. There's no supplement that's going to make up for that. So don't go eating unnutritious food and hoping you're going to get it from somewhere else. Start with nutritious food and then add the somewhere else on top, right? So most of these supplements, what they will do is one of two things. They will improve your level of activity. So it means you'll be able to push yourself harder when you're training. Two, they will reduce the amount of time it takes to recover, which means you can get back into the gym again, or you can get back to your activity again. Those are the two things. That's all a supplement will do for you. But guess what needs to happen for them to work? You have to do the activity. It's like those that, you know, that there's this enhanced human games coming up.
Yeah.
Eh. You have to respect people who use those things, those performance enhancing drugs, because they don't work unless you do the work in order to for your performance to be enhanced.
Yeah.
It's not the same as sitting. It's not just sitting there and saying, oh, Japilisi, hell, doesn't work. So I hope the children's ears were closed at that time, because we don't want that thing. It's sacrificing long-term for short-term goals. But fundamentally, it will only be your own activity that will get you out. Nobody's coming to save you.
Yo. Often a time when you speak to, issues, if not, you know, when you touch on subject matters, more than what you could find on the surface. The engagement, the level of engagement will be very minimal. Because you sit there and you're like, oh, I never thought of it that way. So the objectivity ya thulaganyo ye ke gone gore hela ka re maphanyana a thalositse ga re di itse tsotlhe. But the effort that has been, invested in finding out what we then essentially share with you as the audience. Sisale emisi gore lololona le nne le yone tshono ya gore le leletse ka kwano, le romele meletse ka kwano, le re ee ke a lutlwa, mme le ne le lebeletse ye ka tsela e ntseng jaana le jaana le jaana le jaana. When it's all said and done, that's how greatness is achieved. That's how communities are, ultimately built. That's ke tsela ke dira melala lona gore e robege ka gore batho ba ba fetang kwana ba fela ba dira gore ke wave that.
But like I was saying,
the community e le gore re leditse gone gore re yage through this platform. Ke gone gore a re rutaneng, a re lemotshaneng gone gore gongwe ditsela tse e leng gore re ntse re dumela mo go tsone gore di tla re gorosa ko ne re eleditse gore re goroge teng. Re tshwanetse gore re di sekaseke, re bo re lemoge gone gore gongwe go leka go to cut corners wouldn't quite help us long term. Re tshwanetse gore re nne le yone kelello le monyetla wa gone gore re nne le the patience. Ya gore great things di tsa nako gore di batisisiwe, di tlhaloganngwe, di bodisisiwa to life.
So I want to be clear on this. Let this not discourage you from trying.
Yeah.
Because the difference between zero and one is a whole universe.
True.
It's a huge difference. So much so that a computer doesn't count more than one.
Yeah.
Just zero and one. Just think about that. Everything, all these big machines that are, they're only working between zero and one. So if you just make that little bit of effort consistently, it will make great changes in your life. And as we said, as I said this morning, as long as you're consistently striving for consistency, you're good. That's good enough.
Consistently trying
to be consistent.
And you have people by longore by pita ka kanya thing. You know, just they want some. Yes, please let him know. Let him know that we are
trying.
Like, no, I'm not disputing the fact that you're trying, but I'm saying, having spent time around you, ki itse gore maiteko a gago a khona gore a fitlhelele fo kae. Mme a ke bona ka re a thaela ha ile gore ke a itse gore a tshwantse gore a ba sekale sa kapateng. I will then be able to say to you, gore, mapanyane, I see. But I've seen.
Yeah, I know. Fair.
There's I see, but I also my recollection tells me what I've seen. So your capability has been appreciated in seasons that came before this year moment.
It will come. It will come.
Hey,
but grace is also important.
No, very much.
And
so.
We'll talk about that as well. Grit over grace. It's something I've had to embrace.
Yeah. maybe to put this into context, little Teboho record ya gago ya 300 meters. Ene santse e metse go thoma misiwa. Gore ba eleng gore ke ba lebeledi regulators ba track and field. Ba santse ba thoma misa gore a me gore reyo aba khonne go dira history kapa a seta recording o ne a sena sepe mo mmeleng a sene le gore a se mothusitse a go fitlhela fall. So you need to understand gore, like we were saying, these conversations, these engagements, they are here to help us engage, learn, appreciate where the world is now.
Yes.
Gore ga o tsoge phakela o bona an amazing, amazing athlete.
No.
It is the consistency that he was speaking to. It is the work, it's the effort. Because it's not just physical fitness, it's all round, wholesome, and
it's greater than fitness. It's almost like you put it into the name.
Era. Ga ke itse gore mafoko a gago a go tswalela puisano ya rona ya primane ya gampieko ke afe. Re go thatsa gone gore ko dikolong, if you would like for the program to come speak to the young athletes, to the young person, in communities, in these social platforms, if you would like for greater than fitness to come and extend this gesture,
So yes, we're available on all the social platforms. That's LinkedIn, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram. It's at Greater Than Fitness. That's GR8R Than Fitness. And our website is greater.fit. That's GR8R.fit. You can email us at info@greater.fit. And we will be 100% sure to come back to you. You can also hit us up on our WhatsApp. That's 7579-4535.
7579-4535. This man is messing up. He's butchering the poor numbers.
This man is supposed to be the man in the chair.
What phone number is this?
He's just sitting here making faces.
No.
He's not helping us.
He's helping you with getting the number right.
He did not help.
You, no.
He just looked at me like I was wrong. He didn't go seven times.
That's what you chose to understand.
I have one more short announcement.
Okay.
I've been talking about running the Kazankulu Marathon for ages, and I am distraught. Am I distraught? I'm distraught. I won't be able to make it up there. Between little injuries and so on and so forth, I've finished the training, which I think is great. So
I mean, you ran through the storm.
I ran through the storm with my head held high. And I wasn't afraid of the dark.
And we're not going to finish what we started?
So I'm not going to be able to run at the Kazangula Marathon. I'm not going to be able to go to Kazangula even.
We talk also looking forward to getting out to
Kasane. I know, but I may just run by myself in Gebs.
Wait.
In Gebs.
Yeah, but we'll that see. Wouldn't be fun for him.
Yeah, well, because he's gonna run. He's gonna run beside me. No,
no, no. He wanted to go cover.
Yeah,
cover
the... but you know the fun is up there and the experience is up there. But fundamentally, I needed to afford myself a little bit of grace. I'd originally said, okay, I'll actually just go down to 21 because I'm not quite there. Something, the body wasn't quite right.
But I'm glad you're listening to the body.
Yeah. But then I realized I had this thing and. Endurance is not just physical endurance, it's also mental endurance.
Yeah.
And I've just, there's too much on my mind. Rabon, Kura, I'm mentally fatigued. I can't get there. I could get there, but I shouldn't get there.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I gave myself the grace. But I'll tell you what, that next marathon, because I'm going to keep training. Why not? Right? Let's start again.
Okay.
So. Consistent. Okay.
Okay. Pagala he had an entire congregation and said, yo, yes, please tell him, yes.
So, yes.
So, Michoko has joined the congregation.
New convert.
It's okay, gentlemen. It's okay.
Rev Maps. Okay.
So, thank you very much for swinging by. To suggest the topics that you would like for us to speak to, Baba Lady Teng, to learn more from what we were engaging on this evening, kindly do so on the various platforms that Mulibi has since shared with you. You're back next Wednesday, same place, same dial.
Always consistently consistent.
Fantastic. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.